This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen. Listen, Random Order Show, episode 167. We in here.
Where's my eagle button?
You know what it is, man. It's your boy, man. Lean out. You know, Da Vinci.
Fuck yeah.
Damn, I'll just lead into that
yeah,
one,
man. Yeah, man. Nice.
It's your
nice.
Boy, man.
Yeah.
B-Baby Train in the building.
Yeah, man. Pisces season, man. Act right.
B-Shell Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir.
What up, what up, bro? Welcome back. Yeah.
Life.
All day, man. Listen, what a wholesome episode. Prepare for the people, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics.
Buying a cow, DTP, Def Jam Fight for New York, Tekken 8, buying a bunker, tipping on Uber Eats, the Bob Marley movie, of course, man. How many eggs we ate in 2020? Mm-hmm. Amen, man. Listen, man. We do our part, you do yours, man. Yep. Go down there in the button pressing section, man. Hit that, type that, you know what I mean? And click them buttons, man. The thumbs up button, that's a good button. Why don't you go and press it, man? Hit that bell, man. Talk to him, man.
Lil Jon really said, shake it like a salt shaker.
Wait, was that not Yin Yang Twins?
That was John.
We in the red light district.
That's a great album. Holy.
Bruh. I wanted to be DTP so bad,
oh,
bro.
For sure.
I was DTP.
Oh, God.
Sure. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
I had the DTP tape, man.
Yeah, you did. You requested that, right?
Yeah, read, talk, man. Yeah. I forgot what it's called. Disturbing the Peace.
Disturbing
the Peace. Volume 1.
Volume 1.
Yeah, real spiel.
Was that a successful label?
DTP?
Yeah.
They had Ludacris, bro.
They had Ludacris.
That's
they
all
had
you need.
Chingy.
That's all you.
2 Chainz.
Wait, DTP?
For real?
2 Chainz want no DTP.
Yeah, pull up. Fucking
Duffel Bag Boys is DTP.
Yeah, what their name was again? It was
D4L?
Nah, bro.
DH.
Nah, bro. Fuck, man. Titty Boy and something.
Titty Boy. Money Bag Boy.
But they had a group. They wasn't a group.
TRU. Within DTP?
That was your 2 Chainz thing, the true.
Bruh, Siri should be able to answer this type shit.
No.
What are the members of DTP?
Nice.
She's gonna crash now.
I feel like Siri technically is AI, right?
Technically, yeah.
That shit should be way better than it is.
You don't want that. I don't want AI on my phone smart commanding me.
Bro,
shit.
It's coming. What you mean?
Yeah, it's on the way.
Nah,
sure.
Bro, that's gonna be too much for me still.
Why you say that?
Actually, no, cap.
Player Circle,
yeah.
Within DTP?
Yeah,
Player Circle was a group on that's Titty Boy and the other dude. I forget.
Oh, yeah, Player Circle.
Holy shit.
Shing It Dry, Hate It, Love It, Ludacris, Theater of the Mind.
So they had some people, bro, because Player Circle, what was Player Circle's biggest song?
Duffel Bag Boy. With
I thought that was just 2 Chainz.
No, that was the other one.
Yeah. Damn, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I would say.
DTP is so cool.
They got Shauna.
Yeah. I used her in Def Jam. She was hard.
Yeah.
She was hard in Def Jam. I knocked niggas out with that for real.
For sure.
Yeah, for real. Talk. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get that game back. I'm putting it up in the office.
I have it.
You got Def Jam 5 for New York right now?
Yeah.
You have your PS2?
Yeah.
You want to bring it to the office?
I'll bring it to the office. But don't even hit a sound. I need it back.
Hit a sound. No, I have a PS2 at my dad's and I was. Yeah, I'll give it back. I have the game all bundled up with like San Andreas. We have some good PS2 games. Tony Hawk. Honestly, maybe we just bring a setup so we don't cause you no trouble.
But we need a TV with a white, with a yellow, red, white.
Oh, yeah, get an adapter.
Oh, wait. PS2 is.
AVI.
AVI. I might have
No, you're not getting a TV out of my bedroom.
Bro, I haven't seen those plugs.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what.
But you can go. You can go Amazon. You can get an adapter
to HDMI
screen.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a picture where it would be because
I'd be fired though because everybody coming through and shit.
Yeah, so yeah, you want to fight?
See me in Def Jam real quick.
See me in Def Jam real quick.
I just don't want to ever get yelled at. And the niggas looking for me and I'm being suspect and fucking fighting in fucking Crow's office.
I mean, brother, your name on the door, man.
Yeah, no, but I can't go too crazy right now.
Yeah, I feel you.
Bro, that game caused real beef within the household. Yeah, for sure.
I never.
You were playing your bro?
Nah.
Oh, it was just you and computer?
We just did a single player thing, yeah.
We were fighting each other and that would really cause like...
Really?
Yeah, serious beef and shit.
Yeah, I never did
it's
that.
It's a shit talking on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On top of a haymaker.
Especially when they say, watch this.
But how is that game though, like against somebody else? Because I feel like against computer, like you know your exploits, you know... But then if you play another person, they know them too.
But
is it still like competitive or?
Yeah, for it's sure. Okay, you're standing up.
You're standing up. One, you're standing up. Two, we did it every Friday where a bunch of our friends from the block would come over, go into the basement.
Watch Freestyle Friday.
Yeah.
Let him finish.
Yeah. Nice. Wait for Jin to go off.
Yeah. Oh, because
it's Friday.
It's 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, the pizza's on the way already. Sure. Yeah. So probably, honestly, maybe about 8 of us, maybe like 10 of us like at times. Mm-hmm.
Y'all did the fours or just 1v1s?
1v1s and rotate. But everyone, we knew who certain people would pick. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of fighting style that they would have. Mm-hmm. And you also knew, like, certain niggas like him would just always throw haymakers.
No, I was fair, bro. I kept it like, I knew you couldn't overdo it.
Who cheated in the game?
Ryan,
I feel like
you're pretty bad with him, too. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah, fucking.
Just hold. What is it like?
Haymaker.
Just throw a punch with him.
And bro, sometimes if you time it right and get the rhythm down, there's like a little a window of time where you can't do anything.
Yeah.
So you're hit, you're like stumbling for a bit.
We call that an exploit for sure.
Yeah. But yo, there's a point in time where it got so serious that niggas that lived on the block, it would be getting up to the words of time where it's like, all right, you guys are about to go home anyways, but we're telling you, if you lose this, you gotta go home, bro.
Like, get out of my house.
Just cut your neck short.
Bro, hold the control and say, you gotta go home after this, eh? Well, if he wins, he stays, we keep playing, like, you can't just say you're going home after this.
How does it get to that point? You're losing too much?
It's like, it's go to bed and reset. That's just what it became.
Bro, we were literally putting niggas in bed. You beat them so many times, the nigga just fall asleep. Take a picture of him. Bro, you have to go to bed. Like, what are you going to do? You're done for the night. Might as well get on to the next day.
Niggas done sent me upstairs and said, bro, go to bed. Bro, just fuck it. Especially when you're losing the game, it goes slow motion and you know you got to face a nigga that's standing up next to you right there, bro.
Screaming at you.
Go to bed, man.
Nah, I'm actually looking forward to experiencing that.
You never played Def Jam?
I've never, not that I can remember, man. Honestly,
damn.
Computer,
bro.
I'll scream at computer too, though. Bro, like Magic, Fat Joe.
Oh man,
Henry Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Busta Rhymes and Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
combined.
Yeah, the tournament shit. Yeah.
And you're with Method Man, half health. Dog.
He just got jumped.
Yeah.
Dog.
You know what helped me with that match though.
Which one?
With Method Man being fucking half health, bro, right when the fight started, super punch. You gotta connect once with the other nigga and then fight Fat Joe with both youngers.
Right.
So you knock Fat Joe down, go beat that other nigga's ass. Not, bro.
Because you rather take Fat Joe or.
Like,
is it Fat
almost
Joe?
Like stun Fat Joe and beat his friend. I think it was Method Man. No,
it was Magic.
Magic. But he was doing all the submissions. So it's like when he would submit Method Man. You stomp him out, punch him down.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to get the poles and shit. But I went back and played this shit in like 2016. Mm-hmm. This is like 2013 maybe.
Really?
Remember we got it back went fucking ballistic on niggas.
Yeah. It was still hard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, this nigga.
But
yeah,
I played it like
I don't know.
You had it. I had to stop playing again.
I got good.
Not for sure.
I went to pick up Marlon downtown. Because he was talking crazy. Brought him to the crib, fucked him up, dropped him back home.
Bro, we need a fight for New York marathon.
Yeah.
Fucking just back to back.
Oh, this is nasty.
I guess you'd call it a tournament.
Green Cup.
Sipping on that question mark, fool.
Yeah, you don't even know if it's a cup.
I'm smoking on that gas,
bro. I would run a fight for New York tournament.
Yeah. That's where my mind goes whenever I think of like certain fighting games and just like linking up with niggas. Like, bro, tournament.
Yeah. Give me a week to beat the full game. Get all the characters for everybody.
Yeah. I'm thinking right now if I got all. I think I do though.
You got a memory card?
Yeah, I got a memory card.
I do. I don't think I lost it, bro. I was so good at Def Jam, like. I just remembered everything and how I lost as a kid, and I turned it into something, bro. And I became a different nigga, bro. I literally had to pack the PS2 up. I remember that.
Like TJ Henderson and you.
On God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrap him up. There's no other pain than wrapping up your system, bro. Like, where am I going, bro? How are you going to be placed next?
They don't make games like that no more. You know what? The new Tekken kind of tough.
Oh, Tekken is new? I mean, it's a new Tekken.
Yeah, Tekken 8 just dropped maybe like a month ago.
They got Tiger Head on it.
Yeah.
Bear Head too?
Yeah, they got all the
new. Who else was on there?
Yoshimitsu.
Ren? Yoshimitsu?
I thought that was Soul Calibur World.
Soul Calibur.
Nah, he's in Tekken, man.
Is he not?
I think it's Capcom, right? So it's all, they can take whatever they want. Soul Calibur is Capcom. I think Tekken is Cap.
Tekken 8?
Is Tekken Capcom or is it Konami?
I never worked for Capcom, though, for real.
Bandai.
Bro, Yoshimitsu was so hard in Soul Calibur.
Yeah, that was my dog.
Bro, I was so good with that sword move. The sword pogo, where he fucking comes towards you. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, cold. Nah, Tekken is just, it's too technical for me, bro.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a button masher game, and I hate when I just button mash.
It's not a button masher game.
For me, though. Like, as a kid, I just button mashed.
Bro, you ever go look at the controls? I'm like, how to do certain moves, and it's like 40 buttons. I'm like, bro, how do you?
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying, bro.
But they love that the fighting game community. They love that.
I enjoy watching Tekken on Twitch
for sure.
I enjoy watching other niggas play the game because I'm like, yo, this is like.
I know what you're feeling.
I know you're feeling.
Yeah.
And you know how, yo, when your health is like this,
you start really locking in.
Yep.
Cause you know you got a nigga in a vulnerable place because he know how he only got to hit you once, so he's not really thinking as technically as you're thinking, and you just exploit that.
Oh my God,
for
man!
Sure.
Yeah, I'll check him out, man. I want to get back into games, bro, like in a serious way, because I'm only Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. I'm only Call of Duty, and I feel I'm ashamed, man. The games look way too good these days, bro.
Yeah, they're amazing, man.
I need Fight Night back, bro, and I'm back.
Yeah, it's weird they don't have a good boxing game.
Well, they dropped one. It's called Undisputed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
With Gervonta Davis?
I don't think he's in it. I don't think they got his license.
You see what I'm saying?
But they got some people. They got Ali in them and it and shit. But it's
a license.
It's a licensing thing, yeah. Every boxer got a license, right? That's why you can't get another Def Jam too, because...
Nigga, what?
Nigga probably took 5 racks for that game back in the day. They're not going to do that today.
Bro, yeah, that looks like cartoony, shit. Bro. Yeah, what the heck?
This is episode 1? I mean, this is fucking...
This is beta 1.
This is the first version of this?
I believe it.
Nah, this 3 weeks ago, bro.
This one, what you're looking at? This type shit?
Bro, I literally going to say Nintendo Wii.
Nah, bro. All
right, bro. You're going to have to meet me at Switch then.
Bro, this is...
You're going to have to meet me at Switch. I'm
yeah, this is PSP levels. Bro, his armpits don't even blend.
Yeah,
they're just attached to it. Bro, this head, can't be the wrong game.
We might be looking at something different. No way, bro.
What year is
it? Definitely don't... The one I'm talking about came out in 2023.
You know we're talking about Fight Night, right?
Yeah.
Round 3?
Mm-hmm.
And you're showing us this.
This shit looks better than Fight Night Round 3.
Yo, honestly, y'all go look back at Fight Night.
Bro,
it looks bad.
Bro.
It looks bad.
For real.
Today, it looks bad.
For real.
And that wasn't even the good Fight Night. The good Fight Night was Fight Night, I want to say, around maybe the original.
5 or something.
Fight Night Round 3 was the coldest one.
No, it wasn't.
It don't look as cold now.
Nah. Was it Round 3?
That wasn't their coldest one. I don't believe.
Was it Round 4? No, what was the one that you got cold at? Round 4. It was Round 4 with Ali and Tyson. That's when you got dirty.
Fight Night.
Both of them, bro. Honestly, I was on it.
This still looks good. Nah, that looks Pacquiao look clean right there.
For real. And this is what? 2009?
But they gonna have the screenshots for that.
Yeah.
That's straight out the development.
Yeah.
Nah, now that I'm looking at a different venue, this one looks all right. It still looks kind of amateur though. Something about it.
Yeah. Well,
the game should be real right now.
I mean, it'd be costing resources, man.
Real deal.
Like Costegas will go.
You never knew you...
Like Costegas will go.
I know where that's from, but I can't put my finger on it.
Zion? Oh, no. I was trying to say lackadaisical. We approached it too.
Yeah, that one's a bad one.
He's trying to land a big word.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Bro, Julian was dying when he heard that. And I didn't get it at first. I'm like, wait, what's going on? But yeah, Zion's, yeah.
Lackadaisical. He's such an interesting guy. Man.
He is, man.
I feel like even ever since high school, he's just been very interesting.
He's been playing all right, though.
That's good, man. I'm happy. Like, I never like when the media kind of just starts. You know, just start shitting on niggas and just counting them out. Same way I feel about Lonzo. Like, I really want Lonzo to win, but it's looking
crazy.
Yeah,
I seen him dunking again. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like LaMelo's, like, the only one that just came in hot, stayed hot.
Yeah, he's a kid, bro. Kids don't care, man. Kids don't give a fuck, bro.
Rich spiel. Yeah, man. Sometimes to a fault.
Yeah. And then they do some other shit and they're in jail. Mm-hmm. Like the other kid.
Like Castagas will go.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You saw the Bob Marley movie twice, I heard.
You got a t-shirt?
I didn't get a t-shirt.
You got a popcorn bucket?
Nah, I ain't getting that.
You get a cup?
But I had Bob Marley stuff before the movie, so.
No respect.
Yeah. So you didn't get a cup?
Well, nah, Bob Marley. I don't know if they got, I'm gonna look though.
That's worth a cop.
Yeah. Because they be doing Black Panther and like Marvel and shit, but yeah, I don't know if it's like the company that says, like, bro, make sure you get the buckets.
I'm gonna go
Symphony
check.
Got a Beyonce popcorn bucket.
Oh, yeah, from the movie, from the Renaissance movie. Yeah, that's fine.
I saw it coming. I'm like, you doing too much for Beyonce. Delete it. And I was just under the cover and shit. Like, she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're not gonna give a fuck about that one.
I have
a Star Wars one, and
she got the bucket or she got a cup?
Popcorn bucket.
You don't need
it's like
it.
The metal.
You don't need it.
She came up with a pail. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah,
like chicken wings. And
you're lucky. You're lucky. I didn't take it by the stairs and kick the ball and break it. Let it echo in the stairwell. So go inside, man. Let's see. I just enjoy the night. Keep the cup.
I got my Jay-Z hat.
I saw the Bob Marley movie twice, man.
You got it. Sorry, no cup. Yeah. So I just want to say the movie cups are good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and see if they have my water never asked, cups. But I would love that because I like those cups.
I don't think they do now. It's too late.
What?
It's too late now.
Nah.
It's too late, bro. No more cups.
Week one.
I'm managing.
You close the cup box.
I throw it like this. You're not getting nothing from a manager. I pull it like this. What?
You know I solve nothing, bro. Like, he knows he don't need his hands, bro. I'm not doing nothing. I'm not even going to try to solve this. What's the problem?
Bad body language, bro. You gotta watch your body language. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry.
But this is comfortable type shit.
This is good.
It's like leaning on the wall, but standing, like, you know.
I'm the wall.
Mm-hmm. You lean on yourself.
Yeah.
No, but you're right. It might be too late, actually, because it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, bro.
It's like first week or two. But I got the Spider-Man one a little late. So.
But that's Spidey.
Because they didn't have him at first.
But they're going to have Spidey.
But they didn't have him, I'm telling you.
Oh.
Like, the first 2 weeks it came out, they didn't have him. Like, we didn't get him yet.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then they touched on, like, the third or fourth week.
Yeah.
So double back and got it. Anyways. Yeah, man. Bob Marley movie. Big up, man. Big up, big up, big up. Big movie. Big movie, man.
Wicked, wicked.
Yeah, man. Wicked.
Yeah.
Big up, Bob Marley.
I was telling Jermaine, I forgot I was talking to our parents. And I'm just like, bro, as long as the dreads is straight.
And they straight.
Like, bro,
that's all you need.
It's
bro.
Great.
Bro, that's the first thing I'm working on. If yeah. I'm working on that movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Bob Marley movie, we're doing it. What are we going to do about his dreads?
Yeah. Yeah. And they get and they get longer towards the end of the movie, and they still look great.
Respect. So this is an install, this is a wig?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
Respect.
I'm pretty sure.
Respect to the hair people.
Yeah, respect. Yeah. 100%. Like,
but I think, I don't know for sure, but I think what he might have did is he might have grew, like, a bit of an afro so they can attach it like just a little bit neater
rather than
like a wig or an install that's just that's where they fuck up with the locks. Don't give them something to like put in and twist it into and then you know you're good. Fetty Wap type shit, you feel me?
Yeah, what's that?
Cause that's what he did. He took I think like one of his dead homies or his homeboy or something and he put their locks in his head. That's what his locks are.
That'd be a lot for me to do.
That's a lot that you're asking for me.
Ditto.
I'd be scared of shit.
Yeah. I can understand it though. Yeah. I can understand that. You want to keep your partner with you?
That's for sure.
That's what they did. I think T-Pain did that too. He put his old shits back in.
He put his dreads back?
Dreads back in? Oh, no, because niggas keep them in bags, right?
Yeah.
My baby hair. I can put my baby, you know what, tight shit? I'm about to put my baby hair back in my shit for real. And then I'm going to go to the barber and say, bro, hold on. All right, go ahead.
Put this lock back, bro. Bro, we literally have our baby hair in a book.
In a book, tape.
That's fire. I like that. That's
silky.
That's cute, man.
It's like behind some tape right now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about keeping it. Damn, maybe not. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But I heard with Seiko, like the baby coat is different from the teenage coat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So one, I'm not gonna cut him as much anymore because I want him to. They say not to cut them too much if you want to like.
Yo, he has a good coat, man.
He has a good coat. I want to keep it that way, right?
Yeah.
So I might not cut him as much, but I might keep some of that baby hair, man. Shit.
Yeah, respect. Yeah, and I'll put that in a little capsule.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can let it out, man.
No, I'm hearing you. I hear you, bro.
I feel you.
Where are you going to store it?
What?
Where are you going to store it?
Oh, I don't know. I'll find something.
Bro, you put it in a box.
Maybe in a book or a box. Maybe, you know.
You get a dog book?
You ever see like you ever see them NBA cards with like a piece of the jersey?
I might run something.
I might run something like that.
Say that to the back of a pick.
Yeah,
I'm only laughing because you know when you like you know when a certain nigga person's in your house and they just find some shit. I'm like, bro, you weren't supposed to stumble on that.
Right.
You don't know how to explain it.
Right.
Some hair drop out of the box.
Say, oh,
don't worry about
bro,
it.
Bro, orange hair is this?
Give me that. Nah, I respect it. It's a good quote on Lil Man, for real.
Yeah.
That's a good dog, man.
You just shot on the floor.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give him good, man.
Yeah, not today.
I'm not gonna give him good.
I'm not gonna lie. If you want me to be honest with you, I sense the look in his eyes saying, yeah, I run this shit.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You're lying. You're just saying that.
He looked at me. He said, bro, shit, we're right here.
No, you didn't.
Bro, you know he looked. That's what he said. I'm gonna take him out real quick because you know he saw
no,
that look.
No, because I just try to take him out every hour, right?
That's
or if I don't take him out every hour, I put him in the crate for 2 hours. But I had a crate with me.
Bro, yeah. I'm telling you, he had the same look that like Brooklyn had on some like.
But that's
bro,
just the dog.
That's a puppy.
That's the breed.
That's the puppy.
Nah, that's
yeah.
the dog. I'm telling
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it is.
Them
it
niggas
is.
Have like is they have like human eyes.
Yeah, they do, bro.
Bro,
bro they do. Like
they have like human confirmed. Eyes. Like when I look at that nigga, like I see a human.
And that's why I'm telling you, he looked at me and said, "I'll do it here."
He ain't never embarrassed me in public. I say for one, when
that's
he's fair. In public, he is like the best dog ever.
He's behaved.
What I say, yeah. what I say I need for my dog.
Respect.
Peace and respect.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Outside, I respect that, bro. Like, yeah, don't, yeah that's
sure.
that's nice. Mm-hmm. Julian got embarrassed by that nigga, but not me.
Mm.
He ran into the water, ran into the pond.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
never swam be before. That.
Yeah, don't make me run and shit, bro.
Julian had to jump in the water?
Nah, he followed like another dog back up, but he was like panicking and could have drowned there.
Yeah.
But he probably would have had to do what he had to do if he had to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Tight shit.
For sure.
I never want to be in a situation where I got to take off my shirt and jump in the water.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bro. I you know, it's just that body action, just fucking look at yourself out there.
Just wet.
Like, after you fix the problem, there's another problem.
So I'm fucking heavy right now, bro.
Fuck, you just got a shoulder. Yeah, man, I never want to be in that position, man.
Yeah, nah.
You ever look at a body of water and like, I'd hate to be in this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just look. You ever look at the foamy part of the lake,
mm-hmm.
that downtown Toronto
mm-hmm.
shit?
Mm-hmm. Or if you ever see like all that, is it sea moss?
Yeah, the group, right. The algae.
Yeah, the algae.
Yeah.
Bro, I'd be like, no, son. No, son. Not even the tour.
Yeah, nah, man. Yeah. Someone has to go clean that, man. Mm-hmm.
Bro, the whole lake smell like shit.
Shit, sometimes. That's not right. Especially, yeah. You want to know what really smells like shit? Remember the fucking Toronto garbage strike?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how hot that summer was?
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking, bro, we used to go, like, there's just a line that you pass, like, on the fucking Gardner, right when you hit this wall.
Rico pure suave. Poo-poo.
You know, just windows up. I was like, nah, they need to get these niggas paid, bro.
Yeah, that was an ill strike, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an ill strike.
That was real niggas being like, all right.
Pick it up then, bro.
They put on the Lakeshore, all your junk. Mm-hmm. All right, here, boom, Lakeshore. It was rotting for, what, weeks?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I was in standing in solidarity with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Clean that shit up, nigga.
For sure.
How long? There was a minute though. They fought that for like, I want to say it was a whole summer, a whole year that shit was going on.
It was a minute.
It was a fucking minute, and then they came through with the bulldozer and said, "All right, for sure." Mm-hmm.
GTA garbage straight, not Toronto.
I'm gonna say 4 months. I'm gonna say 4 months.
Ooh.
A long summer.
There's no way.
Too long.
I feel like they wouldn't even need a strike that long to get that point across. Like, that
tight
is
shit.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to find it. 2009? Does that sound right?
2009. That sounds right. 2009.
I don't know.
I don't want. Damn. 2009?
Damn.
Show me. Oh, yeah. Temporary. Yeah. Christy Pitts. Was it Christy Pitts?
Mm-mm. Garbage.
Mm-mm.
6 months. Wait, hold on.
Yo.
Went on. Strike following 6 months of negotiating. So that was after 6 months.
Six months.
No, I didn't say.
They didn't strike for six months.
Yeah, they was fighting for 6 months.
I'm saying four is pretty close to six. So they're probably fighting for the four. And then they said, okay, I'll pick it up. Next two months. I'll make
it. June 22nd to July 27th.
So a month.
Month. Yeah. Okay,
like,
nice.
There's no way.
Yeah,
you can't avoid that. Like, you can't.
4 months would have been steep. Yeah.
City would have. Bro,
the city reeks.
Yeah, the city would have fucking melted.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't. Man, I respect, bro, every garbage man that has picked up my garbage in front of my house, I was cool with.
Bro, I respect the garbage removal people.
Peace and respect.
I respect the snow removal people.
Bro, they get a head nod from me.
Them too is a salute. I might,
And the mailman.
Like, shit, like, the mailman, yeah. I mean, I'm not an in the mail type of nigga, like, ain't no bills coming my way. It's all digital.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's only when I order off of like Amazon or something, which is like, it's not every day, not every week type shit. So I'm not really a mail guy.
You're not a coupon person.
I'm not a coupon person.
Bro, I'll be humping them coupons.
I should get on it.
Yeah. They be putting them coupons in the mailbox.
In the mailbox.
Oh, man. But then again,
I don't get coupons out there.
You, bro. Nah, Americanos, man, they do got coupons. The
crazy? Yeah. Bro, I saw this thing about Aldi. You might want to look into that place, man.
Damn.
A lot of fake food in that motherfucker, man.
Fake food.
I know it's cheap, but.
That's what I'm saying. There's a question mark, like,
Yeah.
They got rubber bananas and shit.
Type shit.
For real.
Like, I seen this video, and like, on everything it was like, contains bioengineered ingredients or some shit like that on like everything in there.
Yeah. There's always a study,
it's
man. There's always a study.
It's always something like, fuck it, man. Yo, you hear it, friend. You can't beat this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You gotta move, man.
But the thing is, we was just saying, we like, okay. Uh-huh. We used to eat raw glizzies. Follow me here. We used to eat raw glizzies. Not even microwave. Just hot dogs.
The Franks.
Not the sausage.
Franks, raw.
Yeah, bro, but it's pretty cooked. It's pretty cooked.
Ask my dad. It's dog.
Bro, I was a child.
Oh, it's pretty cooked.
I was a kid.
Right? You're right.
So it's just like just the hot dogs, not the sausages, and like come on, bruh. I'm a child.
I was a kid.
Our dad was worried about our safety.
I feel like I'm always slamming a microwave at least.
I don't know. We start off young,
bro. We start off young.
The Vienna sausage I eat raw. I eat them right out the can. Okay.
Yeah.
Same build.
You was rinsing them slimy shits?
I drain them. I drain them.
Sometimes I'll water him down.
I feel you, for sure.
But sometimes I'll also fucking slot them in the microwave.
Oh, till they fucking explode.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But we was eating raw, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so my stomach and my immune system is built a little different because it got that, you know.
Got that raw diet.
It went through it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I feel like Aldi and all the shit that they're doing, you can do your little studies.
Niggas gonna tell they so what they need to tell.
Yeah, you're right. I almost died the other day. Maybe that was it.
From a chicken popper?
Yeah. You know what?
They got Aldi in Orlando?
Yeah. Okay, just down the street, bro.
Okay, shit. Look, man, I recently switched my dog from one kibble to the next. So I was doing a bunch of research, and it was getting overwhelming because it's like you might find one that's like, yeah, I get it, it's a good kibble, and you see another fucking TikTok of someone saying, my dog got diarrhea off this and shit, whatever. And then I see one lady like, yuck, I feed my dog Iams, he's happy, I'm happy, we chillin'. You know what I mean? It's like, that's just what it is, bro. You got to do the best you can.
You just never know, man. Yeah. Because
there's always a study.
There's always a study, bro. And I feel like, these days, dog, nigga always just want to say something. You don't even know, bro.
Yeah. And it's like different intensity levels, bro. Everybody's on a different intensity level with how they eat shit. You feel me? Some people, it's like, yo, I'm going to take it the extra mile and it's only going to be organic. Some niggas is like, nah, I take this McDonald's every once in a while. You know,
if I move to Jamaica, that's when I'm like full on.
You think?
Oh my God, I'd be so nice out there. Everything's from the island, so you're blessed. But it's harder out here because everything's processed, this and that, which is why I live on my own farm. We've been talking about a compound and having horses. Mm-hmm. Fucking run around and shit.
But do you think about the farming aspect of that, the work aspect of that? Yeah. Like, do you think you're going to be up for that enough to make that sacrifice of getting more organic things? Like, I don't feel like
you got to farm full time.
I would cap. Yeah. I'd live where I could have a farm, but then go to the butcher that has a farm and say, bro, slot a gang, fill my shit up so I know it's organic.
Yeah.
I would love, I'd love to have a garden.
So you would pay for organic?
Yeah. Okay. But like, even then, he's not going to know he's organic because he's so far into farming shit. He's just like, bro, this is my sheep.
This is my shit. Come buy it.
This is my sheep. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my cow. This is how I feed him.
I don't think no farmer don't know that.
Bro, he knows they'll know like they're a smaller, like one man farmer where it's like you go up and then there's bigger process. My dad used to go to someone's house and like he would walk around back and then package all the meat and like give it to us.
Half a cow.
Like, and it was like his shit. So you could find him out there like far. Mm-hmm. And then I want to ask him how much, but I'd say he probably paid like $600, $800 for like a whole bunch of meat. Like,
oh shit.
That how much a cow for go for these days?
I mean, that's
dang. Can you buy a cow? I guess
How much?
Yeah,
if you should be able to
for a cow, Ontario.
But not to like cop a cow, like to chop.
Bro, a cow's a cow.
Parts of cow. Nah, but you can't.
But you don't want to cop a cow. You want to just.
I don't want to raise a cow.
You want to just chop a cow.
I don't want to personally chop the cow.
No, I do want to meet the cow.
you want to meet.
So you say how much to buy a cow and then get it chopped?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was all in.
You're dark, bro.
I just know there's a market for everything. I'm just curious.
There is. But I don't think they're going to be out there like saying, yo, this cow going
for it. Yeah, it might be some. The government might be in front of that. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They want to run that. They want to run that today.
Damn, yeah. Bro. Like, they'll tell you how much a brisket go for type shit. Because they don't want you. They probably don't want niggas knowing that cows be going for like, for the low.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm tripping, but I see like $100 and shit.
Yeah, like cows may go for the low.
It's 170.
That's probably the meat, bro. That's probably the meat.
Nah, because think about it.
Well, 100 for a cow, bro?
Bruh, you go to fucking a taco shop downtown, right? Mm-hmm. You go buy 3 tacos, it's going to charge you fucking $30. You go to the market and you get everything to make the tacos. It's going to be cheaper and you're going to have more.
Bro, they're saying $113 to $142. I'm on a cow auction site.
Oh shit!
Oh, just put,
okay. Top put, price.
Put me down.
$225.
Wait, how
damn,
much?
Damn, that's crazy.
How bro, much? How much a veal go for?
Oh yeah, that's dark, bro.
I'd be a different nigga with the veal.
$293.
Put me. But down I just feel like with a cow, like bro, that's like direct money, bro. Like the cow's gonna have the milk. You can sell the milk. That's gotta come into the price. But, and then there's the meat on top of it.
Cause they're probably.
But they're just raising cows all over. It's probably an influx
true. I guess
of cows.
It's probably not. Like, it's easy to keep them coming.
You think they pull up on your establishment to see if you cow ready?
What you mean?
Ooh. Like they oh, like, could you have like,
some CPS shit? Like, they're just looking sure around. Yeah.
CPS for real. Yeah. Probably call the same thing.
Cow Patrol.
Cow Protective Services.
Oh, yeah, well, baby.
We went to CPS.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Which one? Which one?
Oh, my son, like, cow, bro.
My son's straight, bro. Nigga, come smelling your hay and shit.
Yeah.
Where'd you get this from?
Hey, man. Didn't have to, because, like, you know.
This is the thing, man. I just feel like, I think that the idea of having a farm and animals and growing everything is so cool, but to actually have that shit.
Yeah, when you trying to travel and shit. I don't think I'm into it, bro. Fuck, nigga, my pigs want chicken and shit.
Who gonna feed my chickens, nigga?
I'd have some chickens during the coop, for real.
I'd have some chickens, yeah. That's.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they lay eggs every day.
Every day.
Who knew?
They don't
double check.
They grease?
Bro, they just get down.
It just,
I'm not sure how that works. What? I never checked.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to have a bunch of hens to like let them just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, bro, there's probably if we look up how many eggs probably gets eaten a day, it's probably crazy. I done cracked 3 eggs in one day. I'm one person.
Oh, you do?
I've done that.
Yeah, I've 4 sometimes.
You see what I'm saying? So imagine
how many eggs are eaten daily?
Oh fuck!
In America.
Hold on a second.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's just sometimes, man.
Man, they gotta tap back into Siri, man. No more new shit. Go back to Siri and figure her out.
1 to 2 eggs a day?
Bro, in the world. Cap.
For adults? They're saying we should eat 1 to 2 eggs a day?
I heard that's not good, actually.
Yeah, nah.
To eat 1 to 2?
Worldwide. Total population.
See,
man,
I'm saying,
shout out to the chickens.
They're not
time,
asking
bro.
The real questions, bro. For real.
Yeah. They don't
That's
know.
Why Google's like.
Oh, how many eggs are you eating each year? 1.2 trillion eggs.
God damn.
That was 2020, though. Niggas was hungry.
Oh, 2020 niggas was
eating making eggs.
Yeah. Hey, I bought that shit, cuz.
Yeah. That's when they started counting. Like, hey, nigga, hold on. What you mean? Where are we at, bro? You seen what they did to toilet paper?
Yeah.
That's so
slow down on them eggs.
Nah, the toilet paper was crazy, man. I remember,
bro, I couldn't, like, it was all times. Like, it was like a joke and it was like a thin running thing. Oh, they're crazy. They're getting toilet paper. Ha ha, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, when I went there and there's really no toilet paper, I'm like, oh, wait, hold on.
This is a serious problem. It's a thing. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No.
What was the thought process behind it? It's just you just want to be able to wipe your ass.
I think people just saw other people just grabbing a bunch of toilet paper and it just came.
They weren't like, this is what we're grabbing it for?
Nah.
It was like an apocalypse type shit. So they're just like,
damn,
we don't have to wipe our ass.
The thing is, though, I get it, bro. Because if it is really an end of the world thing.
Okay. It's an annoying thing to run out of for real.
You know, you're going to want that because, no. Like, just in general, not even toilet paper. But if it's an end of the world thing and the world is really about to end and we have to go grab some shit. I'm sorry, bro. I'm gonna grab what I need.
So I get it.
I didn't want to go there. You ever just not want to even be part of the fucking
Sure.
Like, please don't let
the struggle and shit.
Like, don't let that happen when it.
I want to get there.
But then,
fight.
You're in your bunker with one bag of pretzels.
So you gonna go? Depending on where we at in life, you know what I mean? What type of disaster we're talking about?
No, that's what I'm saying. You first off, let's get this out in the air. You go in bunker.
I don't know. I don't think about this.
You got me thinking, bro.
Yeah, I don't think about it. I can't. It's not on my... There's a lot of things above it right now.
If we go bunker,
okay.
Talk to us, and let's do bunker on bunker action and just build a big bunker.
Okay.
Combine bunkers?
For sure.
So if we ever need it, bro, I'm at the bunker.
Yeah, because the thing, like, you got to think about... Obviously, it's important. Like, you got to have food. You got to have water.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. But you want to know what's important as well? Communication, community, love. Yeah, you know, you need that shit too. So I'll be like, yo, let's link up, get a solid group of people. So at least we have that.
Big bunker.
Yeah. Exactly.
When this shit over, maybe we restart the population type shit.
Yeah.
But if it's just you and your bunker by yourself, that's it. When you dead, that's it. It's over.
No. For sure. You'll get your people in there, but you can't get a big group of people because the niggas start getting, we need to open the door.
I don't know, man. You ever watch, you probably didn't, but there's this anime called Promised Neverland. There's these kids inside this like boarding camp school, whatever. They're like taking kids and like feeding them to aliens. It's fucked up. The kids escape. They go to like this bunker. It's probably like 20 of them. And they just like, they figure out like what each job is. And everyone's like, some people are fucking growing shit. Some people are like teaching the younger kids like school. Some people are, it's like you need a good amount of people so you could divvy out the work.
Yeah.
And start the new society type of thing.
No, I'm gonna agree with that still. But if it's like a quick thing and it's like, yo, world's ending right now, get to the bunker.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. I'm not even telling a lot of people about the bunker for real. I'll tell people.
How much max you feel like you'd be
on? It depends on how big the bunker is.
What is the, it's the bunker of your dreams.
Bunker of my dreams? Then it's going to be like fucking Bramley City Center underground. Say, yo, Bourbon Chicken's over there.
Still functioning. You do Bourbon Chicken? You want Burger King? You want spaghetti?
Yeah, man. I'm going to need a Best Find there. Bunker of my dreams, like literally this whole floor of this crib could be like in a bunker and rooms and shit, a proper shower. Mm-hmm. I follow this TikTok where it's like, billionaires are building bunkers, so I'm seeing what they can do down there, and I'm like,
oh, you're seeing bunker layouts?
Yeah.
It's probably bunkers on Zillow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit.
But
it's an Amazon house.
That shit is weird, bro. I don't get it.
Yeah, that shit is weird.
You order a crib.
Like a foldable crib?
It's like a crate. Like 25K, and it's like a crate.
But
it's like a shipping crate.
It fold out. Yeah, it fold out.
Oh, yeah, I've been seeing
it folds down?
It folds out. So, like, it come in a box, and then it, like, This will come down, come up. That's another place. The front will come up.
You could stack them.
I don't think they're stackable. They're all one floor that I've seen. Mm. But it'll have like a kitchen. It'll have a bathroom, and then you have like a septic tank that you can put on the outside.
Some of them are neat, man.
Yeah, some of them are
neat. I'd do that in like somewhere I can go camping and just set like three of them up, connect them.
Mm-hmm. That ain't camping. That's moving a house there.
Oh my God.
Bringing a house to the woods.
Not just to watch the lake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, see bears and shit. Yeah. Respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do that, man. I'd love to live like further out in Ontario. Like, maybe
would
not.
You?
Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, that's the thing. Like, shit, man. Like, everybody can't stay here, bro.
Bro, we gotta move on, bro.
Everybody can't stay here. This shit already jam packed.
Bro, there's a lot of space in Ontario, man.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen, man.
Get back.
I do know people who have done it and are doing it, and like, it's a Brampton situation, man. Y'all remember what Brampton was like when we first got here?
Mm-hmm. Grass.
You know, like, why you got to be downtown. Like, that's just what it is, you know? If you're downtown, you know why you're downtown. But if you're looking to buy a house, yeah, I'm going so far.
Yeah,
literally, I'd want farm around me type shit. Like,
really?
You know? Yeah. I'd want to like go far out, get a compound.
It's tough, man. Cause my brother does that. Like, he not like super, like he got a neighborhood now, but it's like 30 minutes to the Walmart.
But the thing is,
To get any item,
you know what I'm saying?
That's fine, bro. You keep it all at the crib, so you don't really have to leave. And then when you do have to leave, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But also, bro, like, yeah, nah. I guess there's shit around me, but my mindset has already moved so far from everyone that
I could do it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I could do it. I'm a homebody, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely do it.
Mm-hmm. Keep everything there.
Yeah.
Costco. No Uber Eats, that's fine. Save some bread.
You do.
Cook.
Sometimes you just need someone to bring something to you, bro. So look, man, I'm doing something. Come on, bring it here.
Come on, give me this combo number five.
Yeah.
You ever catch a normal nigga bringing your mail to you? You seeing this outside in Orlando? I don't know if it's just Orlando thing.
Oh,
bro,
yeah,
it's just normal people bringing you your mail.
As opposed to what?
Like a mailman.
Oh, like a FedEx.
Sometimes like you order something on Amazon, it's just a guy brings you your shit.
Oh, yes.
Bro, no badge, no uniform, no nothing. Just a nigga bringing you a box.
That happened to me once, actually, recently. Yeah.
Bro, I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Have a uniform, bro. Even if you ordered the bitch off Amazon, put it on, bro. Put it on, bro.
Where's the zonk? Bro, it'll be them in their car. They're just a normal car.
Yeah. Literally, Toyota Camry.
Yeah. And I don't like it when it's like, I get hustling together. Yeah. I get getting it in. Mm-hmm. But I don't like it when it's like a fucking husband and wife like dropping it off. And like, I don't like the fact that another nigga's in the car just kind of watching me. So make sure, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We got Uber Eats and shit.
But yeah, I'm about to say, isn't that just like, it's the same shit as Uber, right? Like at what point were you like, yo, I need a taxi to pull up? Like, I need to see the yellow shit before I hop into Uber?
What? Yeah. I did feel kind of weird
for that, and then eventually it's an Uber. So it's probably the same shit that's happening with the mail industry, or like with mail and shit. It's like,
Ubering mail.
You guys want to fucking do this? You know?
Yeah, I get it, but there's...
But they put a little thing in the little light up mustache in the dash. Like, I need a little badge on you.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
I'm just like, why you approaching me, Rick?
Yeah. Nah, you like this nigga just dropped off my Mac charger in Levi's, and I was just like.
Yeah, when you don't work, you're just a guy.
Right? You're just a dick. Yeah, bro. You know where I live now. I don't like it. If you're dedicated to it and say, yo, I'm really out here getting
like you have FedEx, to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can hold FedEx.
Same with Uber Eats drivers.
Hey, some niggas that they go hard, bro. Like,
yeah.
You ever see a delivery guy wait outside until he sees how much you tipped him?
Oh.
No.
Damn.
I was looking at him through the peephole. And he's just standing there.
Wow.
Just waiting, wait. It was a good tip.
Yeah.
All right. Walked away.
Yeah.
You think he would have won any if you didn't tip?
Bro, you seen videos of niggas kicking down door or punching down that door?
I have seen, yeah. Like, you live in this nice-ass house, you can't fucking tip me.
Yeah.
Nigga, shut up.
Let me ask you a real spiel question, bro.
As a TikTok.
No, but... All right.
You locked in.
Oh, shit, wrong button. All right. If you order... Chinese food, right? You're ordering Chinese food and there's about six people there. So your Chinese food is going to come up to about like 150 to 200 maybe max.
Okay, you're ordering.
Yeah,
you're ordering for everyone. If you're getting everyone good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga's delivering it. It's the same drive as if there's a party for one here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like my standard tip for Uber Eats is always like four bones, three bones. Sometimes I'm ordering for more.
This is what
people.
You get for coming to my house.
All right, bro, it's gonna be the same three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, you're ordering from somewhere a little bit more expensive.
Yeah,
yeah.
The nigga was dropping off the Thai food, and I'm like, all right, I know you're looking at this bill, but it's just like I shouldn't have to drop you 50 because that's like 10% of, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm cutting you in on my order.
Like, what the fuck,
bro? It makes sense.
Yeah,
I agree, but for some reason we just. Live in a society that we just don't want to fucking change that rule of tipping. We just want to
But why does it make sense?
I don't know.
But
I don't think it's driver. This is just the driver, though.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about the tipping the delivery man.
Right.
So for sure, I understand their argument if it's a nigga cooking and shit. But you can't get them by the driver. What the nigga... My house didn't move, nigga.
Yeah.
If you order a pie from one place
and
it's $12 and you give them an acceptable tip of what? 10-15%?
Yeah.
And that's good. But instead, one day I ordered from the expensive pizza joint. You still bring me a box of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't do nothing different.
I feel you.
But I got to give you a little, you know what I mean?
That's how we got to go back. We got to go back to $2, $3, $5.
Like a $2 checkbox?
Like a set tip. Instead of like, oh, it's a percentage of whatever you pay for. You feel me? Like, it should be like, yo, if I give you $10 for a tip, that's on top of thank you for, you know, whatever you did. Like,
I'll pay for the distance. Like, yo, this is I'm asking for a lot here.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for that, nigga. They set their tone with the fucking delivery thing.
Brother, I'm a die with you, brother.
No,
I'm a die with you, brother.
I'm not in this TikTok.
That's not
in the
TikTok.
Leave me out this TikTok, man.
That's not in the tip. I'm just saying Uber charges for the delivery fee, so they're already eating off that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not
a tip. It's just it should just be a set tip, bro. Because Happy Burger, bro. They hit me with the $6.99 delivery fee.
Yeah,
dang.
They gonna do that.
That won't make me happy.
Yeah. And then I got to...
And then the tip. And then I'm like, you're asking me to do 10% of the tip. And then there's going to be niggas in the comments. Well, then don't order Uber Eats then.
I got to eat, bro.
I got to Uber eat, bro.
Nah, man, that's the only thing that upsets me.
Yo, I don't know. It don't make sense. And I feel like we don't... Like, society don't want to have a conversation to, like, figure it out. We just want to leave it how it is for some reason. So we're all just... mad at each other and shit, bro.
Tip till we go on.
Trust me, I get it, bro. You guys are out here grinding. I get it, bro. But it's just, you know, that one.
Man, but let me tell you, a man like me, bro, I order Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. Fuck, man, every solar eclipse, man.
Nice.
I don't order Uber Eats.
That's good,
you know?
Bro.
That's good.
So when I do order Uber Eats, I shouldn't have to tip out the wazoo like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you should.
No.
Like, I might as well just go out.
But if you got a lot of delivery drivers coming through, then maybe you're gonna feel more inclined to tip.
No, that's when I come down. No.
Yeah. But also, before they even accept your meal, they can see what you tip.
Oh,
so
really?
Now you know what I'm about.
Mm.
I watch a lot of live streams. It says like requests, and it'll be like, Tremont, you looking fucking at $3 tip. You look about to eat about a little four out here. And they can accept it. So don't come to my, going back to you saying, do you watch nigga through the people? Like, don't stand on my door where you know I was giving you four right to begin with. So, like, that's not changing.
You saw what you was getting.
Yeah.
So, let me pose a question to any Uber drivers or any delivery drivers. Because what I think I'm going to start doing, I'm going to start keeping cash on me. And you getting a five when you deliver my shit.
That's like, fair.
You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, five, take it. Is that going to piss you off? You get a $5, you don't get it through the app type shit? You just get a five?
No, cash or credit.
Cash is king.
What does that change?
I just feel like I'm a, because my thing is like when I see the number, I'm always like, ah, fuck, I can't tip what I want to tip because I see the number. If the five is here, that's the five, Richie.
You're doing boy man, Rich.
Yeah. You playing a different game.
The five outside the phone. Yeah.
And when you're on the five, a nigga just want to grab it. You know what I mean?
It's easier.
Hey, fuck the middleman, bro.
Fuck the Uber shit, fuck bro.
Hey, you listen to Nipsey, bro. 100. But nowadays,
hold on, wait. You go to a restaurant, you put a little thing in the, you leave your little change. They taking a change. I'm out.
Yeah.
You taking a change.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Five is five.
So maybe a 10.
Unless I got a five, so I'm trying to get rid of a five. So
maybe 10 for
maybe
what?
Like a 10. Like that's a tip. Like say I order Uber Eats. Say I order Uber Eats.
Yeah.
You know, order like a little burrito or whatever. You know, it's like $15.
You're dirty for that.
Right, I like burrito boys. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you get once Uber in a while? Eats?
I'll do burrito boys. I'll do like some Afghan shit.
I respect
Afghan
respect.
Spot that.
Afghan spot.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways. Burrito boys normally got the bottle when you're free, what I'm saying.
Wait, what? Bro, you know when you can't understand a nigga for too long? It's like, hold on. What is happening? We disconnected somewhere, bro.
You definitely said burrito got that boing boing. Bro, I don't even know what you said.
Bro,
I think we just keep pushing, bro. Forget it. Hey, forget it, bro. The one thing about these headphones, bro, is too invasive when a nigga says something. Like it's right in my ear. Bro.
And that's the thing. I feel like I don't got to yell when I'm saying it because you right here with me.
I'll give you a moment.
Nah, I was saying burrito boy got buy one, get one free. That's why I over that shit.
I ain't picked that up. All right.
But, damn, where was I at with it? I don't remember what I was saying.
Burrito boy, the tip,
$10.
Yeah.
I just don't know why.
Okay,
you went
to 10. So it's like $15. So if you're doing 15, I'd have paid delivery too.
Yeah.
I think it's like $2.99 or $1.99 for delivery.
Yeah.
My tip can be $5.
You're done.
Bro, you ain't answered the question yet. You know when a nigga done talking, but your question still stands.
Why? I'm saying my tip can't be $5. Like, that's a crazy, that's a bad tip.
No, I feel that.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But like, why cash instead of?
Oh, just so I don't, because you know they'd be like 10%, 50%. I don't even know what 10% of like $20 would be, but I feel like it's more than five.
That was my problem.
Yeah. No?
Yeah.
No, tip, no. No.
But no, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm just saying, what is it? I always 15, edit
18,
it.
20, right?
Yeah.
You said 10, $2. That'd be $2.
But 15, 18, 15%? Fuck, I can't
remember. That's what Uber suggests, yeah. Like, it's like the 15, 18, and then 20.
Okay, that's $3. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so that's not bad. But like, when I get up there, you know, you're doing like big Uber shits. Like, I feel like it's like I'm tipping you way more than, brother, you picked up a bag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Where y'all started at.
End of the day, that's what it comes down to, bro.
Yeah.
And for real, if you want to go there, you want to start talking about tipping. Bro, if you hit me back like, hey, dog, I'm outside McDonald's about to pick this up. You want sweet and sour barbecue, anything you miss,
like,
big dog?
Like, earn it. Like, work for this shit.
Anything you miss, big dog, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
I can get that for you.
I feel you. I had a tip where I felt really good about it.
That's it.
But a lot of time, I don't.
That's it.
Yeah.
Respect.
And this is the last thing I'm saying on the topic. I don't know if you guys feel me here. When Uber Eats first dropped, I felt like I was ahead of time with technology.
Really?
In a way where, like, when the nigga was dropping it off, and he's just like, hey, I'm downstairs, and I'm like, Yeah, well, I'm at my door. Yeah. And like, you already did come right, up. Right. Hey, I see you right there. Yeah, it was a good feeling.
I guess
hey,
this is thanks, it,
bro. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? You close the door, like, it felt good.
Damn, that was cool, bro.
Yeah, bro. Take a seat. You come right there, man. Now, all right, for sure. You know what I mean? Then they go.
Yeah.
And
oh, then, I see you. I see you.
turn around. Yeah, so. But then it got dark. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas just, it was weird niggas delivering my Uber Eats to a point I didn't want to see niggas. I'm like, bro, leave that door now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Damn, but, like that, yeah.
Yeah, so they get dark. Action,
yeah.
And do you get rated as someone on Uber Eats? Like, do I got a rating on Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And my shit will drop. You know what that mean? Niggas not going to deliver to me and shit?
Certain niggas, yeah, they'll know.
Even though I already paid?
You're notorious for bad tips and shit?
No, I tip every time on Uber, man. I'll admit the pressure gets to me every time. But that's what makes me so upset.
Bro,
that's
especially
why I'm
when
so
they,
passionate about it.
Especially when they show the raining animation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like it's raining touch it?
It was like raining on the delivery person. It's like, damn,
yeah,
you're right.
And I'm where you're at. That shit will make me tip.
Of course.
Weather will make me tip.
And
sure.
I agree with weight, too. Yeah. If I'm ordering a fucking lot.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger bag or two bags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
But if I order a sushi, that's going to run you a ticket, but it's like smaller than fucking anything else you'd order.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying. At the end of the day, if it's a bigger order, it's a lot of bags, I'm going to make sure they're sorted nice. At the end of the day, I'm a fair guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just venting here and just saying, you know?
Like, bro.
At the end of the day, bro, I'm venting here because I'm still going and ordering and dropping and like
dropping
$20 tips and shit.
Exactly.
So it's like, fuck you, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. And let's be real, bro. I feel like a lot of time you order Uber Eats, the food be bad. Like, it be cold.
Nah, bro.
It take a minute to get to you.
Yeah,
shit.
You gotta watch the time.
There's an art to it, for real.
I might need to get... I'm good. I don't Uber Eats a lot. Like, I'll get in the whip.
Yeah. Mm. Never click on the 45.
No.
Once it takes 45 minutes, it's like...
Too long.
Shit gotta travel good, too.
Yeah.
You're not gonna send a box of fries.
That's why I say, dude, I didn't really appreciate you ordering a burrito off Uber Eats.
Why? So,
that travels well.
But if it's close to you, then I don't know the distance.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I don't think a burrito travel well. The foil gets it soggy.
No, it do.
For real? Mm-hmm. If you close, no, you good.
Yeah, I'm close.
Okay.
You gotta put it in a hamster box, nigga, so you can breathe and shit.
But I personally have... yeah. Well, dude, you
ever buy a bird?
Hamsters and birds in a box? What the fuck is that, bro? Yeah. I gotta go cough a bird for real.
Yeah.
But I ain't talking about a pet.
Say that.
Just tap in with the Discord, man. Boop.
A Discordian Eagles.
Yeah, man. We locked in with Maria Von Trapp.
Slit.
Let's get it.
Talk to him.
Hey, Random Order. It's Nia from New York.
First off, I have to say
I've been a fan since 2014. Dang. So I have a lot of love for you guys over the last 10 years. And I just wish you guys more success and more prosperity in the next 10 years and what's coming up next. So my question is about battling depression. So about 2 years ago, I was unemployed and I was depressed. And, you know, to make money and to pay my bills, I was doing Instacart and DoorDash.
And that's
when I stumbled upon your podcast. And you guys have really uplifted my spirits from that point on. You guys have made me laugh when I was feeling really low.
Nice.
And I'm really thankful for that. So my question is, what have you guys done, if you have ever battled depression or even anxiety? What are some outlets that you guys have done or chosen or followed in order to beat depression or at least to rise above it a little bit? Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Look at that, man.
Slat. Yeah. Listen, man.
I love this.
Everyone prop.
For real, bro. Look, come on.
Drivers,
cut him in.
35%.
Cut him in, man. Bro, for the record, man, I treat him good.
I treat him
good. Bro, you ever leave a Birdman tip?
Yeah.
Like your version of a Birdman tip?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll post my orders, man. You guys will see it.
Yeah, don't play on me.
Yeah, don't play.
I nice my people.
I'm just angry.
Yeah, I'm just venting, literally.
Yeah.
But,
have you guys ever been depressed?
Man, hell
yeah.
Yeah.
I was depressed in Toronto.
Right.
Yeah, towards the end of I started climbing up. It was like 23, about like 2018, 19. Nah, like 19.
Okay.
No, like 18, 19.
Okay.
But then I started climbing out of it in different ways, and then it's almost like Corona for me was a test, because I was very really peaceful at the time, as much as like shit was up in the air and fucking just chaotic. But for me, the most powerful stuff was meditation, for sure. Reading certain books, journaling,
Big one.
Honestly, yeah, from there it kind of just sprouted out into like other little habits that just make you feel good. And I don't know, you just sort of start working through your stuff. But I definitely would recommend therapy.
Yeah.
For sure. If you need you know, people are battling with different stuff.
Yeah. And,
some more intense. So
yeah,
I definitely say seek that out. But yeah, for real, for me, the big one, if I had to say one, it was meditation.
Meditation.
Yeah.
Nice. Were you doing like sitting down on the, like, cross your legs type shit?
Sometimes, honestly, it became just whatever was comfortable.
Yeah, because you don't have to do
it. Yeah, no, you can be laying down. Yeah. Only thing about laying down is you start to fall asleep sometimes. Sleep, but,
right, yeah, for
but
sure.
If you're just up, you just catch a good meditation, man. Yeah. And it was like, it felt stupid for a while. You didn't feel the purpose of it. But after like you push through a certain wall, it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
How was I not doing this?
Word. That's fire.
And it's actually like a habit you have to build, because it'll go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It becomes like always a thing you have to do.
And that's why, like, even when you do therapy, you got to keep doing that shit. Even when you're happy, you got to keep doing that shit.
Yeah.
You'll slip type shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
You still meditate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Type shit,
yeah. Type but shit, it's a habit nice. I got to get back into. And I clearly notice, like, when I'm like on my journaling and meditation you know, just taking that time to just be peaceful. I notice a difference in my life compared to when I'm not doing it. Where? It literally should be like hectic and stressful. I'm like, I know I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that made me feel better, because when I discovered it, I'm like, yo, this shit is like fucking like too good to be true. And it was, because it's actually a hard thing to do. So once I found out, it just wasn't just like a, you know, you didn't have to. I think in the beginning, you have to put in that effort until it truly becomes a part of you. But just the fact like, that it actually takes work, I'm like, okay, cool. It's like something, a price you put in, and then you get paid back for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the gym.
Re-spiel.
Yeah, the gym.
Just like the gym. Man. Yeah. What are you, Sheldon?
I could say journaling. Journaling is definitely probably the biggest, honestly. I think journaling and then just creating shit. Honestly, like, making music is...
Oh, yeah. How did I leave that out?
Yeah. So, and not even just the act of creating shit, but, like, the act of, like, creating good stuff, I think, boosts my spirit. Like, when you really, like, hit it out the park with something creatively, then it helps you feel better and get out of that depressive state. So, I'll say that. And then therapy as well, like, you know.
You need an outlet, bruh. You need an outlet. I was just talking to niggas, man.
That's a good one, too.
Talking to niggas.
But be careful who you're talking to.
Nah, just your niggas, just your inner circle. Basketball is huge for me too. Some days, you know, you're screaming a little more on the court, and niggas gotta know what that is, like, bro. Scream like a lion.
Release.
But yeah, the podcast was huge. Podcast is definitely huge. Oh, but then it was like, because you would feel a weight of like, I'll turn the camera off and just fucking, you know what I mean? Like, just fucking turn around, like, all right, back to this shit. But
right.
Yeah, your environment. There's so much that goes into it, man. Everyone's story is gonna be different, because like our story kind of played out to fucking where you're moving to and shit. But then I moved to fucking like New York, and I was still like, oh shit, nothing changed. It's still dark. But mine was probably more so just a podcast and talking and just realizing, like, okay, so I'm not tripping. Oh, okay,
Yeah.
How was that start? Mm-hmm.
Time is one of them ones too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Time gonna reveal, because sometimes you're depressed because you feel like you can't live a certain way. Maybe you're afraid to live a certain way, and then you live a certain way with that time. It's like, okay, shit, that wasn't as hard as I thought it would be.
Yeah,
you up out of it, right? So,
yeah, man. People's like, I don't know, people's idea of time, people's idea of time will get them stuck in like a fuck, I'm not here, like a mental checkpoint every time of like, damn, I'm not here, man, so how am I gonna do this at this age? And then that like goes back and forth with you, and I'm like, bro, I'm such a type of person where I'm not really thinking about, I didn't think about, bro, by the time I'm 30, this and this gotta happen, because you're gonna be let down.
You had your estimates, though.
Yeah, I'm an estimate. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, well, bro, I'm surprised to hear
educated guesses.
I just don't set like expectations like that to be really let down. Like, I'll set a goal knowing like, okay, and then, but my mindset is like, okay, if I didn't hit it, I'm like, damn, I was close, but that goal can still be matched.
And it's like, going to reveal to you how much you want that goal, like how much that thing really means to you, because if the timeline kind of like that causes you to quit and leave it alone, then you might not love it that much.
So you didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Manage your expectations. That's what I was going with.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they have their shit fucked up. I'm like, bro, that's not even gonna tell a nigga something's not realistic, but it's just like, that's not even gonna like realistically make you happy. And you don't even know that yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to ask people why. Like, why do you want that? Like, you know what I mean? Some people really can't answer that shit. And yeah, I'm like, yo, why are you making me think hard about, like, even someone makes me think about a plan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, think about a plan that
how
I'm
you
like. Drop,
you know what I'm saying? Just write that.
You know what I'm saying? Think about a plan. You know what I mean? You don't even think through yet. So I'm just like,
yeah, but you wanted me to like.
Yeah, all right, okay, I was trying to get you with me before you were going there. But
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bring you closer. Sorry, I should know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
But I shouldn't as well. I'm following right now because you didn't even say that.
I do not. I be saying that like.
Yeah.
Someone say, I can say three words.
For sure.
You fuck with Shaquille O'Neal? You know what I'm saying? So, nigga be dunking, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to bring you in. But no, sometimes, yeah, my people just say some shit that I'm like, bro, did you even think this through? Like, how's that even possible? Like, it's a little deeper than rap. You know, I don't have to have a specific situation, but.
Yeah, I feel you, though.
Get where I'm going.
I feel you, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good question, though, man. Yeah,
appreciate that. Thank you. Good question, Maria? Maria, appreciate
that, man. Yeah, to New York.
Amen. Listen, man. Y'all know what it is, man. It's been a wholesome episode.
Yeah.
Episode 167.
Damn.
Wow.
Dabbing on a lot the usual. Damn.
Who said that?
Yeah, I said that.
All this design that got me drip.
Like, I woke up, I pray up, I'm hustling.
Yep. Somebody said that.
Yep.
Listen, man. Y'all know what we need from the people, man.
They know what we need.
Treat that algorithm right, man.
Yeah.
Get in there with them yamits, man. Click them buttons. Hit that bell, man.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Wholesome reviews, man.
Yeah.
We love that shit, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck with that, man.
Yeah. Lock in.
Hope y'all have a wholesome weekend, man.
Enjoy, man. Happy St. Patrick's Day if you're watching this on the 17th. You could be watching it late. Yeah, you never know. Happy
100%,
March.
100%, man.
Oh, shit. Pisces season. I always say that to serve on March
episodes.
Season
of the fish.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey. Fish, bro. You right, bro.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.